wholesale beef prices continued to climb Friday. CattleFax expects returning La Nina conditions and strong export demand to keep grain prices elevated. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 16th of August. Wholesale beef values kept climbing last week, cash-fed cattle prices trudged at steady money, and improving supply fundamentals spurred overall market optimism. As mentioned in Cattle Current last week, CattleFax detailed reasons for optimism during last week's Outlook Seminar in Nashville, Tennessee. Analysts explained cattle prices should remain on a higher trend at least through 2025. Domestic and international beef demand is strong and appears to be growing. Cattle numbers are declining cyclically, accelerated by the current drought. Leverage will return to producers as front-end fed cattle supplies decline. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive to limited on light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices for the week were generally steady. Live sales were at $121 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $123 to $126 in Nebraska, and at $125 to $126 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were at $198 in Nebraska and at $198 to $203 in the Western Corn Belt. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, cattle feeders continue to be willing buyers of feeder cattle as they fill pens for January and February slaughter. He explains live cattle futures are supporting the higher cash prices being paid for feeder cattle. However, cattle feeders are still betting on higher fed cattle prices next year, he says. Cattle futures softened in front month contracts Friday, but strengthened in away months, supported by improving supply fundamentals. Live cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents higher, except for an average of 30 cents lower in the front three contracts. Week to week, they closed an average of 87 cents higher, except for 25 cents lower in spot August. CattleFax forecasts the average fed steer price next year to be $135 a hundredweight, up $14 from this year. That's with the forecast average carcass composite price at $265 a hundredweight, up $5 from this year. Deferred feeder cattle futures continue to trade at a premium to the feeder cattle index and the August futures contract price, with essentially a $10 gain priced in between today and November, Griffith said. While the cash market could gain another $10 over the next 3 months, he says cash prices are going to have to show some movement in that direction the next 6 weeks in order for cattle producers to believe it's a possibility. At the same time, he points out the futures market is providing owners of cattle to price them $10 higher than today's market, assuming basis expectations hold. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents higher Friday, from 15 cents to $1.40 higher, except for an average of 56 cents lower in the front two contracts. Week to week, they closed mixed, from unchanged to an average of $1.02 lower in the front three contracts, to an average of 28 cents higher in the remaining contracts. Grain futures continue to apply pressure. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 14 cents higher through the new crop contracts. Soybean futures closed an average of 21.7 cents higher through the front six contracts. Wholesale beef values continue to stretch higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $28.57 higher week to week on Friday at $324.83 hundredweight. Select was $20.93 higher at $298.02. It's typical that Labor Day purchases support beef prices, but the support is not always as strong, Griffith says, explaining there's been about a $50 price swing in the past 3 weeks, which is about a 19% price increase. He adds that the rib, brisket, and chuck are driving the price swing, with the rib primal price up 32% over the last 3 weeks and the brisket primal price up 30%. Although less supportive, Griffith notes check values increased 21% over the same period. During the Outlook seminar, cattle facts analysts pointed out beef prices are near record high and consumer and wholesale beef demand are both at 30-year highs as the U.S. and global economy recover. Major U.S. financial indices closed slightly higher on Friday. Consumer sentiment, as measured by the University of Michigan Index, fell 11 points to the lowest level since 2011. Analysts believe consumers are growing more concerned about the ongoing surge in the COVID virus and its effects on slowing the economy, as well as inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 15 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 7 points. Weather for the remainder of this year and Chinese demand will continue to bolster domestic feed grain prices, says Mike Murphy, Cattle Facts Vice President of Research and Risk Management Services. As China rebuilds its pork industry following their battle with African swine fever, they're looking for higher quality feed ingredients such as corn and soybeans, Murphy explained during last week's Cattle Facts Outlook seminar. He explains exceptional demand from China is leading U.S. corn exports to a new record in the current market year, and strong demand for U.S. soybeans has elevated prices in the last 12 months. Cattle Facts expects spot soybean prices to be $13 to $16 a bushel for the next 18 months. They forecast corn futures at $4.75 to $6.25 during the same period. As for weather, longtime Cattle Facts meteorologist Art Douglas, professor emeritus at Creighton University, forecasts La Nina conditions returning this fall, which would intensify drought in the West and Plains into early 2022. He adds that the precipitation outlook for fall through early next year suggests drought increasing in the Pacific Northwest with above normal precipitation across the Intermountain West, leaving the Midwest drier. He expects less tropical storm activity to reduce southeast rainfall into late fall. Drier weather in the northern plains and west will pressure hay production and quality in the 2021 season, supporting prices into next year, according to Murphy. He explains May 1st on-farm hay stocks were down 12% from the previous year at 18 million tons. The USDA estimates hay acres are down 700,000 from last year at 51.5 million acres. So expect current year hay prices to average near $170 a ton. 2022 average prices should be steady to $10 higher, he says, due to tighter supplies and stronger demand. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 16th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.